Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. My guests today are James Tregaskis and Richard Thomas. And between the three of us, we are going to judge the long-awaited Wavelength theme competition, hopefully, for which we have edited it down to about 9 entrants, and which we are actually waiting to see if they... can be played any second now. James, we're now joined by Richard with the competition entrance. James, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, but I'm having difficulty breathing because I've recently undertaken some dental surgery. I had to put on these resonance rock. You know, the grass-flavoured rock?
I did notice something different about...
broke my teeth on it.
Yeah, you really have broken your teeth. This isn't a...
No, it's not. I mean, I'm considering suing Resonance FM for selling dangerous food.
Right.
I'm very angry, actually, about this.
When did it happen?
Well, at the art car boat fire.
Yeah.
And it's not funny, really.
Well, no, the whole upper front set of your teeth.
Well, I should keep him in position.
Yeah,
and it's not easy to breathe, really.
So you had this sort of bright green rock, and you just chewed on it and broke
my teeth.
Right.
So I'm in a tooth brace now.
Okay, and our other guest, who's going to help judge with the Wavelength theme competition, is Richard Thomas, studio manager of Resonance. Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon. Hello. Yes.
And well, let's between the three of us try and thrash out this this competition and arrive with a new theme tune for Wavelength, which might replace the old ticking clock, but I'm not sure. I'm quite attached to it. The old ticking clock, of course, was a clock from Syston, Leicestershire, which was awarded to my girlfriend's grandfather, Bill Cross, for running a marathon in the 1930s. So there is a certain sort of nostalgic connection to
this. Did he do it in record time?
I don't honestly know.
Right. Did he do it with his own teeth?
This was at Corby.
Did he have his own teeth?
The home of the trouser press.
Absolutely. Yes. He probably had his own teeth at the time.
Right.
But anyway, let's press on with the entrance for the Wavelength theme tune competition. And the first entrant is Peter Shepherd. And this is called Chime Time.
Rather minimal and subsonic.
I suppose we should perhaps clarify that all of these entries had to use just the ticking and the chiming clock, and were not supposed to be longer than 1 minute. But in fact, some of them are, I think.
Well, that disqualifies them for a start off.
What, that last one?
Well, if it's too long.
No, that was 46 seconds long.
Oh, well, right. Yeah, but if it's any longer, we can straight away.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that DJ Numpty, the seventh entry, he or she ran over by 4 seconds, but I think
that's all right.
Yeah, got carried away with it. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Someone here has done one which is 1 minute and 53 seconds long, which seems rather excessive and does seem like ripe for disqualification.
Right. Do we know the name of this entrant?
James Tregaskis, apparently.
Well, that is a familiar name to us
here on
the judges panel.
Yeah.
So, we'll consider that. We could listen to it.
But see your thoughts on Chime Time by Peter Shepherd?
Interesting, but I'm not sure that it sort of competes as a theme tune as such. It sort of might be interesting in a different context.
Yes, yes. But I suppose it's all the sort of emblematic aspects of that theme tune are gone, really, isn't it?
But yes, so, exactly.
Very, very, well, almost subsonic, then seem to be going up a little bit.
Yeah. James, any thoughts on that entry?
It sounded a bit like a deaf person listening to it, really, under the bedclothes. Took my mobile phone. Can I take my teeth out?
Can you take your, turn your mobile phone off?
I'll try and turn this off.
Would you? Some people have worked darn hard to be in this competition, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we should respect their efforts.
I'll give that a 3.
All right.
It's a 3. Well, actually, let's give them marks out of 10.
Okay, I'll say 5.
3, 5. I'll go for a 6.
All right.
I rather like that.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the next one?
So the next one is called The Ascent of the Seconds and Their Anticlimax by You Were Served by Patricia.
Mm.
Is that right? Have I got that?
Yes, that's okay. Right. You Were Served by Patricia, which to me gets a 10 for the name alone, the artist name alone.
Yep.
Okay, then. So here we are.
Let's go with it.
Wow, that was a bit of a surprise.
It was.
Yeah, that was
quite, that was quite interesting. I mean, it's described as an anticlimax, but actually it builds up to a climax.
Climax quite well.
I quite like that one. Mm. It's pretty good. It retains actually the quality of the clock. You can actually hear the original sort of resonance of the clock.
Yeah, it's still got the sort of same timbres, isn't it? Even it's obviously pitched down a bit there.
Yes.
And up, I think.
Yeah.
The ticks, or the clicks.
Yeah.
And,
so that was by You Were Served by Patricia.
Mm.
I knew Patricia once. She was Colonie de Vacances. She was only 12.
Okay, anyway, so let's give it our marks out of 10. Marks out of 10, James.
I think that was a lot better, actually.
You're taking your teeth
I like the climax. I still think it's you were talking about 5 there.
The 5? Yeah. That's not bad. William?
I'd go 7 for that one.
7, okay. Mm. I'll go for...
Come on, we won't have time to do all the others.
I'll give that an 8.
8?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So You Were Served by Patricia has streaked into the lead at this point.
At this point, yes.
It's the front runner.
Okay. All right. Okay, coming up next is The Space Between Two Wave Clicks by Claudia Vasser. Oh, Vasser, I presume.
Vasser, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, here we are then.
Sure.
That was
interesting.
Yeah, 10 seconds. That was.
Is that only 10 seconds?
Yeah, well, 10 seconds. 10 seconds, yeah. Roughly right. 10 seconds, maybe 11.
Uh-huh.
That was.
Gastric.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. So. Propulsive, I thought. I suppose that would be.
Repulsive, did you
say? No, propulsive.
Oh, sorry.
It's like listening to a fast motorboat with hydrophones or something, isn't it?
Or
brevity was good.
Or snookerball sort of underwater or something.
Yeah, definitely subaquatic feel to that.
Yeah. It was interesting, a bit brief.
And not really redolent of the Wavelength theme tune.
Absolutely nothing to do with anything, really, but very nice, very well done.
But
interesting.
Presumably from it.
Is she
really? See, the space between two clicks, so what, two wave clicks, does that mean it's actually the reverb?
Quite possibly.
That's been messed around with between the silence, actually, between two clicks.
The space between thoughts.
Two wave clicks, right. Yeah. Mm. So it's between the two ticks of the clock, though, presumably.
Yeah.
I'd give that a 3. Pretty good.
That's not very generous.
Well, no, it's better than the first one.
Not you also gave that a 3.
Yeah, but can you go to 3.5?
No.
No.
So round it down.
3, yeah.
Yeah, you're very good.
And William?
I think you should go first, because I think you're being swayed by the points that have... I think you're kind of... You're listening to the points that we award, and then you kind of weigh up whether or not that's going to... Because so I think it's you should go before
me this
time.
You think I'm hedging my bets, do you?
Yes.
No, I'm not. I would give that... I would give that a 7.
Right. I'll give...
But that's arguably not justifiable, really.
Why?
7.
What?
Well... It wasn't even 59 seconds.
No, it doesn't have to be 59 seconds. That was the cap.
It can be less than a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
It can't be more than a minute. I'll give it 4.
Fair enough.
Now it gets confusing. Because we now have two entries, both called Wavelength Theme.
Yes.
And I think one is by James Tregaskis. And I think one might be by Richard Thomas.
Might be.
Which one is
Do we
which?
Know which one is which?
Well, the one we're about to hear is by James Tregaskis.
Okay.
It's bound to be good.
Is this the one? Should we disqualify it now?
It's immediately disqualified because it's 1 minute and 55 seconds long,
okay,
according
to the
class.
Let's move
it's
on to the next one.
59 seconds.
But why have you made it longer?
I didn't.
It's like you're asking to be disqualified, really.
All right, then. Let's hear it anyway.
Yeah. Of a surprise at the end. I don't know.
Is that part of your recording, or is that something
remember.
Off Richard's CD? Or?
No, it's not my. It's definitely off James's CD. Oh. There we are.
It's very interesting. It's very nice. You're obviously taking a lot of time over it. It's carefully composed.
56 seconds too long.
It's far too long, of course. Let's just disqualify it and move on.
Yes. Okay. 5. So.
So what's next?
I think it's one of my efforts.
Oh, right.
Let's see. So this is definitely within the regulations. It's 37 seconds long.
Okay.
Thank you. Well,
what's yours?
That
what's
wasn't
mine?
Quite the one I had I in mind. It did sound a bit like yours, James.
Yeah, I think it was mine, actually. No, I can't remember. What is yours? What is mine? Can we discuss that?
But what, you mean you had two entries?
Might have done.
But, or is it, are you saying it's part of the previous entry?
Yeah, but the other one was disqualified, so I'm allowed one. So, you know.
I've actually I found my theme, my proper one. So that's a mystery one that isn't
mine. That was mine. That's,
well, you made two entries.
That's
a double that's a double disqualification.
It's so unfair.
That's a double disqualification.
Well, I think it's too bombastic anyway.
Yes.
It's terribly heavy-handed.
Yeah. Crude, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, did you study with Stockhausen?
All right, I'll let it go. Go
All right.
on.
But, okay.
On to the next one. We haven't got long.
Okay, this is my one. Okay, here we go. There you are.
Yes, so that's yours. Yeah, I quite.
That's really good. Actually.
It is actually.
But it sounded just like the original.
Well, not. No.
There was some very
subtle light touch.
Subtle light touch. And it is actually probably one of the most usable ones.
I
so
give
far.
That nine.
Oh, that's generous of you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because you didn't mark the last one, which was mine. And he didn't give me anything for it, so I've got to put my mark.
Well, you were disqualified
somewhere instantly.
Disqualified on both counts.
I've got to put my mark somewhere.
You're talking much clearer now. What's happened?
I just had a miraculous Road to Damascus moment. I think it was that fourth signature tune that cured my teeth. By the grace of Jesus Christ and love, I have become cured. And even my accent's gone.
Well, are you going to be able to vote for your own, Richard? Can you be objective about your own?
I think there would
entry?
Be something sort of slightly slightly corrupt about that, but why not? Right. I'd give it... what would I give it? What did you give it?
No, James gave it nine.
Six.
Okay.
You can't vote for your own, can you?
Of course, yes. Can you
do
voted
that?
For your own?
No, because you disqualified me.
That's
well,
right.
You would have done.
No, I wouldn't. I had to put my mark somewhere else, and I'm going with the positive vibe of the programme and being generous and giving you nine. You can't vote for yourself.
Well, I just have.
You just have.
So unfair.
And, look, I'm going to
just
give it
just because you work for Resonance,
I'll
doesn't mean you can boss everybody about.
Okay, I withdraw my mark.
Yeah. I think nine is good. What did you say?
I'm going to say, but it's going to upset the whole scoring system of the previous ones.
Yeah.
Because the previous ones have had three votes.
Yes,
each.
But they're for third party.
So
not for Richard.
It'll put it at a disadvantage.
Let's not dwell on it because we've only got 4 minutes.
Have we?
Okay,
I'll give it seven. Let's move straight on to, because we've still got four to get through, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have to whistle through these. So the next one is Wave Theme Jam by DJ Numpty.
Okay, I'll just get that. So hang on a minute, we didn't get your, what did you?
I said seven.
Oh, seven, did you?
Yep.
Very generous too.
That's probably the winner.
Okay, here we
probably
are.
Probably is, actually.
Yeah.
Actually,
this isn't DJ Numpty, is it?
No, this is this is
Richard Thomas again.
Sorry.
I mean, that's outrageous.
That's almost a double disqualification.
Trying to get more votes by
listeners. I don't think you should
DJ Numpty. Hang on. Thank you.
Are we there? Is yes. That, was that the end? That's very good, actually.
Yeah.
I like that. That's got a lot of variation in it.
I pay money for that.
That's, yeah.
I'd give that a 10.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Crikey.
I really thought that was really great.
All right.
Okay.
I'll give it an 8.
Okay. I'll give it a seven. I think it was pretty good, though.
Okay, shall we move on straight on to the next one? Yeah. The next one is Dario Marsh, called With Length.
Well, there you are, Dario Marsh.
That was interesting as well. It almost sounded like a continuation of the end of DJ Numpty's with that strange sort of rump.
Could be the same person.
Very similar process.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, could be, couldn't it? It never occurred to me, actually.
Or a bit of file sharing, I don't know. Yeah.
Should we speed on to the next two, because then it'll give us time to backtrack a bit.
Yeah.
We've got With Length, Two Ticks by Sven Kiely.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We forgot to mark Dario Marsh.
Okay. It was interesting.
Fruity 5 for me.
But, I mean, it's well done. I like
I
the sort of
generous.
Whomp, whomp sort of yeah. noise, but I don't know that
it wasn't
would be,
on the same standard as...
I don't think it's as good as DJ
Miss
Numpty's.
Vaseline.
6.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit pallid. I would give it 4. Okay. 6. And what do you, 5?
That's probably too much, isn't it?
No, well, 6 is too much. 5 is okay. It's reasonable.
So mediocre.
So back to Sven Kiely.
Yeah, Sven Kiely, With Length, 2 Ticks.
Well, that was a bit of an abstract one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not much of a beat to it.
So that was Sven Kiely, With Length, 2 Ticks, 2 points, please.
One, the lowest scorer so far. 1.
1 point.
I mean, I don't want, you know...
Flaccid.
Interesting, but just not what is required for a theme.
Not memorable.
For a programme. I mean, it would just be...
You can use that.
Would just be nothing, like there was nothing there. Really.
Absolute rubbish.
I'll give it 4, just to be a contrarian. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Sven, anyway. Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry, Sven, it's rubbish.
Oh, steady on. All right. Now, the last one, then, is called Wongs by Feng Che, the Chinese Cuban.
Okay.
Like Cafe Ota.
Here we go. A very short one, this. 13 seconds long, would you believe? Well, that was abrupt. Recognisable as the...
Dixon and Doc Green.
Recognisable as
we're running out of fast running out of time. I think the last one was interesting but too short.
What do you give Feng Che, the Chinese Cuban?
What do we give him?
Yeah.
Feng Che, the Chinese Cuban, I'll give it 4.
3 for me.
0.
Wow.
Just to be contrary about it.
Okay. So all right. let's recap.
How do we stand then?
Well, Peter Shepherd, who's the highest scorer?
Can we put that on while you work the scores out?
Which one?
That's all right, nothing.
Well, let's see. So Peter Shepherd received a 3 from James, a 5 from William, and a 6 from me.
Yeah, yes? 14.
You were served by Patricia and received a 5.
Patricia.
From James, a 7 from you, yes. And an 8 from me.
20.
That's 20, yes. So hang on.
What surprise?
Claudia Vassa, 14. 3 from James, 4 mm-hmm. from you, and 7 from me.
Yeah.
James Vergaskis
disqualified 0 immediately.
Nil point.
Yeah. Nil point.
Yeah.
It's good though, wasn't it?
The second one, it was nice actually. I did like
so
it.
So it could theoretically win if we didn't have these
hard rules. It could win.
On aesthetic grounds, it could win.
Well, it's in a league of its own, isn't it? It's the only one to actually be disqualified twice.
That's right.
So it received more than nothing.
And the second entry was disqualified as well.
That's right.
For different reasons.
So that is definitely a wooden spoon for someone.
Absolutely. Yep.
Me, I got, what did I get here?
Marks.
16, 22.
22?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Even without you voting for yourself?
Oh, without me, obviously I got...
you got 22 with your own vote.
Yeah,
okay,
with my
sorry.
Vote, yeah.
Okay, DJ Numpty?
Wow, a big 25 for DJ Numpty.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Dario Marsh, a modest 15.
Right.
Sven Kiley, rather impoverished 7.
Oh, right.
And Feng Shea, 7-2.
Okay.
So the biggest scorer is...
the overall winner is DJ Numpty.
DJ Numpty with a grand total of 25 points.
The second goes to Richard Thomas. Mm. And the wooden spoon goes to James Tregaskis. Well, DJ Numpty, we will be in touch. I will be
it's
in touch.
Fair.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for entering. Peter Shepherd, Patricia One. No, you were served by Patricia One. Claudia Vassa, James Tregaskis, Richard Thomas, DJ Numpty, Dario Marsh, Sven Kiley, and Feng Che, the Chinese Cuban.
Should we go out with a bit of DJ Numpty?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, nice. Okay.